favorite, the guy helping me before he walked me to the emergency room was, like, really concerned about me going into shock, and I was at the same time, like, really worried, but also trying to downplay it, so I didn't know what to say. Like, I'm bleeding profusely, but it's probably not a big deal, but I should probably get help, but I'm probably okay.
Yeah. All right, well, we're recording. Yay! All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you all for coming. All right, last time on Dungeons & Dragons, you guys arrived in Arachna, a city that exists in a giant tree fort, basically.
Where there are no spiders.
Makes it science to say, no spiders.
But they have a thriving drug market.
That's right.
They do.
I've forgotten how many drugs they bought until I opened my notes. I have this many drugs.
I hope that's exactly how that's phrased in there, too.
Yeah, the last line of my notes say stumbled up goes on a drug buy. She intimidates the drug dealer into lowering the price.
I do remember that.
I did love everybody giving shit to Alicia. She's like, you don't haggle with a drug dealer. She's like, yeah, I did.
Well, I just did. Why?
In my defense, I had just been to India where you're supposed to haggle.
I'm glad you didn't try to buy drugs in India.
All right, so you guys...
The duck does what she wants.
You guys had a quick run-in with the Arachna Flying Squirrels, the local group of fighters, who were very impressed by the fact that you defeated the Jets. They find out that... you guys found out that you were the 3-1 favorites in the fight. Pre, you guys showed you guys the arena, and you realized you'd need to come up with some better ways of jumping in order to cross the distance between platforms. So you purchased some magical items and some various asunders. Excuse me. Stumbleduck got hung up on this idea of getting some flying squirrels to bring into battle and get her, lift her into the air.
I forgot about that bad.
You guys did fight the flying squirrels in their arena, defeating them in a very close match, which ended when Rotvane grabbed Ivy and walked off the ledge. Tell became a celebrity in Arachna due to his prowess in that fight. He's known as the Angel of Death in Arachna now. The Flying Scrolls invited you to your after party. You guys got some money for your efforts. Stumbleduck debuted a new song about Tell.
He did. Which can also be adapted for any member of the party if they want an encore.
All right.
Okay, these cookies need to be on posterity as the best fucking vegan cookies ever. Well done, Colleen.
Oh, I'd like to take the label of vegan off of them. They're just good cookies.
They're pretty amazing cookies, period.
But it's pretty cool that they're also
vegan. All right. So the morning after you guys' epic fight and after party... After breakfast, you've recovered. Pray I'll let you know that a city official is here to see you guys.
Do we know who the city official is? Is this planned?
No, this is this also how the last session ended. It's a drow who introduces herself as, her name is Phaedra. She says that she'll need you guys' help with a little spider problem she's at.
Oh, that's right.
That's where we start. Phaedra is currently in the common area between your guys' hotel rooms and is talking to you about the help with her spider problem.
I had a weird pause. You said talking to you about the help, and I was like, Chris Fairfield. About the help. What the fuck?
The spiders are our butlers here, and they are not doing their job well.
They're trying to unionize, and we won't have it.
We need you guys to go union busting.
Oh, God.
Hard pass.
Tell us what these spiders have been doing.
She says, well, the spiders were a gang of drow that used to cause trouble in Arachna.
Oh.
Yeah. Hillbob spiders!
That's the name they went by.
Hey,
nothing in this town is what it says. The squirrels aren't squirrels, the spiders aren't spiders.
I don't understand why everyone's upset that they're not actually spiders, because, like, I wasn't
spiders?
Really cool with actual spiders.
Phaedra looks flummoxed at the reaction from that. She says, well, they worship a spider god, if that makes you...
A
field.
Spider cult? Spider cult? Spider cult. Does whatever a cult stuff does. Worship the spider cult.
She said, anyway, the gang used the cause trouble here in Arachna 3 years ago. She says, after an escalation of crime by the spiders, we reached an accord with them. In exchange for them leaving town and going to the ground below, we would give them a monthly stipend of food.
So you displaced them from their home area, and now they're totally dependent on you for survival.
Not totally dependent. I'm sure they make their own food down there. She says, and besides, the alternative was we were going to have to start jailing them.
You're going to have to stop what them?
Jailing them.
Jailing them.
Why?
They were beating people up. They were stealing things.
Did you ever ask them why they were doing those things?
She says...
Out of character, yeah. Our commitment to social justice is a little absurd right now.
No, I was just going to say that. Like, here's the social justice segment.
We asked them kindly to stop.
They were doing it without consent.
Stop hitting yourself.
She says this was an accord we reached with them. It was a fairly negotiated accord.
How do you define fair? Fair to who? Under what circumstances?
Both sides found it to be equitable at the time.
Did they?
They did.
So you banish these people underground without trying to understand their problems.
She says, well...
What sort of education did you provide?
Y'all sound like fucking attorneys on my cases. Well, did you tell her that you didn't want her to hit her kid?
She says they had the same access to education as everyone else did.
That sounds good. Let's kill them.
Well, if they're sufficiently educated, yeah, we can kill educated people.
She says their leader was a woman named Aranea.
Wow, y'all. I don't know if I'm proud or disappointed. I don't know, honestly.
The drow, they're usually darker complexion, aren't they? So, you banish the dark complexion people from above ground without trying to understand their... I made them completely dependent on aid.
Colonizers. That's what they are.
Drow lives matter?
The drow city official is not buying it.
Oh, I forgot she was drow.
That makes it even better in my mind.
Phaedra says, I'll give you a moment to collect yourselves.
I think I need to make a new tally of how many drugs I have.
Don't try to blame this on the drugs. This is all you and we know it.
I don't know if it's Alicia or the duck.
The lines between Alicia and the duck are blurry.
Drugs.
That is a classic symptom of over drug use. Loss of sense of self and reality.
I'm sorry, Dungeon Master.
She's not. We're not either, to be fair.
She says, I can assure you we made every effort to integrate them into society and to get them to stop committing their many, many crimes.
We accept this parameter of the game.
She says, if you choose to help, we would appreciate it, but if not, that is fine as well. She says, I hesitate to continue because I'm worried of your reaction.
I'm laughing at Sarah's reactions now.
She says... The spiders are now asking for more food.
Those bastards!
And we are giving them all that we can afford to give them.
What was their excuse? Do they have more?
How many are
moths
there?
To feed? Yeah.
She says they claim that we're not fulfilling our portion of the deal, and I assure you that we are.
We only have your word for it.
And so have they threatened the city or something like that? I think I got lost in the laughing.
They are asking for more food than the city can provide.
Yes.
And
but
so,
you... Go ahead.
And so I'm assuming that if they don't get what they want, then they will come back up
raids
and attack.
And stuff.
They've threatened to come back and,
yeah.
and take the food if we do not provide it. Mm-hmm. She says... Aranea, she says we...
Aranea what?
Aranea is leader
oh.
of the...
Correct.
Of the spiders.
Not to be confused with her father, Perineum.
Oh, fuck you, Alicia, why?
What?
I don't like it!
Perineum was her uncle.
Oh, excuse me.
Very close, very close.
He lives in the south.
Moist climate.
Okay!
They're often mistaken for one another, though. So
what did she say?
That's what you get for not sitting here.
I listen to everything.
She says... she said that the next time we better have the food that she wants, or we will be sorry for it. We would like you to deliver our rebuttal, which is that we are giving them the food that they are deserved, and they won't get any more food. The reason we would like you to do this is because we're afraid that if we send somebody from the city, they will hold them hostage and use them as part of this negotiations. As you have no formal connection to the city, and having seen your brilliant fight yesterday, I believe that this wouldn't happen with you.
So why haven't you sent out a troop of people to just end the threat?
She says, we'd like to avoid... coming to violence if possible.
Why are you sending us?
Ditto.
We're just delivering a message.
I don't know. It sounds like we're being sent into a fraught situation to get killed, beaten up, taken hostage, or whatever, so that they have an excuse to send the whole army down there because they're not
good serving. I think they're sending us so the hands are clean.
It sounds like a This Is Sparta situation with the messenger in the beginning.
Mm. I mean...
She pulls out a scroll. She says, this is the city's formal response.
Can I read it?
Can we also see the treaty and the details and also the books detailing what you've sent them, if you've actually sent what you promised?
She says, I don't have those on me, but I can bring them. Yes.
Okay.
I was not expecting such questions.
So, I guess we're just delivering the message.
Yes, she says.
And... why are we delivering it and not your people?
The hostage.
Because I'm afraid our people will be taken hostage and used as pawns in this.
And we kick ass, and therefore we'll kick their asses if they make
you have no affiliation to the city, and so you're a neutral third party, essentially. Mm-hmm. And
we're for hire.
You're for hire,
uh-huh.
And you can all take care of yourselves, as demonstrated in the pit yesterday.
So I guess the next question is, what's the reimbursement?
She says, what's your rate?
1,000 gold each.
Yep.
Well then, I will find some other mercenaries.
I mean, you asked for a number. You didn't offer one, so I told you what I wanted.
I guess they don't haggle here. It's not a thing. That explains so much.
She says the city can give you each 100 gold pieces.
Oh. Wow.
What if we run into trouble? Is there going to be additional compensation?
Hazard pay?
Yeah.
What kind of trouble are you thinking you run into?
If they want to try and take us as hostages. You did say they're a desperate, hungry band of people.
I never said they were hungry, but yes, if they attempt to waylay you or hurt you, you will be qualified for hazard pay and we'll double it to 200 gold pieces apiece.
How do we define hazards? Like,
spiders.
I feel like if they throw the first punch is kind of where I'm coming from. Okay. I mean, we're not going to go in there with the intention of hurting anyone, but we're certainly not going to not defend ourselves either.
You mentioned...
I got your message right here.
You mentioned they're drows, right?
No.
They're all drows?
Yes.
Are most of the drows in Arachne associated with them, or is it...
No,
are they just a subset? Because you are a drow.
They are a very small subset of the mostly law-abiding drow population here in Arachne.
How long have they been underground?
3 years.
And you've been giving them the same amount of food that whole time?
Correct.
So maybe their population has grown and it would be reasonable for them to ask for more food?
She says there's only like a half a dozen of them.
Y'all are being held hostage by six people? No wonder we kicked their asses in that arena. My God, named accurately, they're being held hostage by six people.
She says, I must caution you.
Oh, caution me, please. Tell me about these scary six people.
Aranea is a powerful, powerful messenger of the spider goddess.
Messenger.
Aranea?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one person?
That's Perineum's nephew.
I know your joke, but...
Yes, she's one person.
Okay.
She can do things that mortals ought not be able to do. Get it out. Akra, do you have some pun you'd like to interject?
No.
No. I think what she's saying is Aranea can pull the map in one go.
Mortals ought not do.
Will you provide us with anti-venom?
Yes. Okay. That's a reasonable request.
Spiders.
There are no actual spiders.
We'll see.
Naves.
What's that?
Are there spiders? I whisper.
They worship some sort of spider.
Yeah,
there
will be spiders. They
there
worship.
Will be spiders. Okay.
Spider cult.
Both
finally!
Both spiders in the cult and spiders in whatever layer they're in. They do worship the spider goddess.
Are we going to run across a drider?
Yeah.
I'm in. Finally.
She says her right-hand lady is a drider.
Yes. I'm in. Do you pay us now, or do we have to come back?
I will pay you when you come back with their response.
Fair enough.
Just a response?
Deliver the message.
Yes.
If they have a response, bring it back to us. If they don't, bring them back with that news as well.
100 gold, and we don't have to do anything but shout a message.
Well, deliver a message.
Yeah.
And if anyone dies, we get their share.
Well, that's true of anything.
The bird's mad. I don't know why, but the bird's mad.
Just a wing to the back of his head.
Imagine you have to leap up a little bit to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
What does Priya think of this?
Priya says, well, I mean, it's easy money.
Yeah, I'm down for easy money.
Yeah. And we have time before our next engagement?
She says the next engagement hasn't been booked yet. She says I'll be leaving the...
Hasn't been booked yet?
Yeah, we're booking as we go.
What's our merch situation?
Yeah.
God damn it, I knew that was coming.
Yep.
What?
What's our merchandise situation?
Oh yeah, merchandising. It takes wizards a while to produce things like that.
She says Gertis is ahead of us to negotiate the terms. And she says that's what she's doing, that's her job. She says I also have to go see a wizard about producing merch.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
So what time of day is it?
It's like noonish. You guys slept in late.
How long does it take to get down below?
She says it's no more than a quarter of a day to get there and a quarter of a day to get back.
So probably we should go tomorrow?
She says if you leave now, you can be back by sundown.
Assuming nothing at all goes wrong. You're very optimistic.
She says, it's up to you.
What do you guys think?
Let's go.
Yep. Well, we did want to see the records of if they're keeping up their end of the bargain.
Oh, I don't
care.
She says, you can come with me, Stumbleduck, and I will show you the records. And
well, if I don't go with them, I won't get paid.
I hope.
The Rotvane will steal my share.
It's off to work we go.
I don't think it's necessary.
Should we get some supplies? According to her, we'll be back by dinner.
We already have healing. Do you already have healing potions?
Yeah, we haven't used any of our potions.
Yeah. And Jason did ask about anti-venom, and she said that would be a reasonable request.
Oh, okay. So
she said, let me go and get the anti-venom, and I will bring our records back.
What about torches?
I'll be back in an hour.
Okay.
We have those as part of our kits.
Okay.
And Phaedra excuses herself and goes to get...
I think we all have night vision.
So here's a question. Do we help these people reform and get back above ground, or we just, like, shout the message and get the reply and do a super easy 100 gold, or do we try to, like, take down a cult?
Take it easy, take it easy.
I mean, it's their world.
What do you mean?
I'm not too bothered about their lives. I'm interested to know why they're down there, and I wouldn't mind spending some time talking to them, but I also don't necessarily want to kill a bunch of people because they don't agree with upper society, so...
Okay, yeah, easy gold, sure.
I mean, yeah. And if we go down there and we find out they're like slaves or something, that'd be a different story.
Or, yeah, starving refugees.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're, like, sacrificing street urchins to their weird god.
Could also be that.
But it could also be an easy 100 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then we feast and drink again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, that was very loud. Sorry, guys.
Zookadooks. All right, so what do you guys do for the hour while Phaedra goes and gets the anti-venom and the...
Discuss the ethics of the situation. No!
If Stumbleduck is attempting to discuss the ethics, I'm going to loudly start tuning my charm?
Swarm.
Swarm, yes. And just attempt to drown out her talking.
But what if I give you a drug?
Don't do drugs.
What loser said that? Who do you hang out with?
This drugs are bad, okay?
The damn officer in your hometown. LOL.
Luckily, Ronald Reagan doesn't exist in...
I had a DARE officer who was the dad of one of my classmates.
Alright, so Phaedra comes back with one vial of anti-venom for each of you. Don't worry about marking it on your character sheets. I don't even know if it exists in game.
Okay.
But I guess I can look.
Is it a preventative or a cure?
It's a cure.
Preventative. Well, I thought it was a...
Oh, antitoxin. Yeah.
There
isn't there also a potion of poison resistance?
That's actually what antitoxin does. It gives you advantage on saving throws against poison for an hour. Oh, yeah, there's also one for poison resistance. But that's what they give you, antitoxin. She says, drink it before you go in. So, just... You guys can count yourself as having advantage on saving throws against poison for when you're in there.
Yay. Okay.
Which will
are we bringing the dog?
Lower the difficulty of that from...
Does the dog get...
Deadly to less than.
So...
We should get wings for the dog.
Does the bookkeeping check out?
And she shows you the books, and for the last 3 years, every month, on the first of the month, it shows you the provisions that were set aside, and it is consistent.
Here's the other thing. If it's only six people, how much food could they demand that is would cripple the city?
Mm-hmm.
It's It's more that they're asking for more and threatening.
Yeah, maybe they're, like, wanting the equivalent of caviar and shit. I don't know.
And so, I mean, and the provisions are pretty generous for six people. There's, like, 6 barrels of whiskey. There's, like, a couple 100 pounds of, like, dried meat. Fresh fruits and vegetables.
So basically the city essentially had them imprison themselves, and then they don't have to pay for the guards to watch them. It's a brilliant civic move. It really is. Like, just go exile yourselves. Right. Go on. We'll feed you. Just
oppressor.
Take your shit elsewhere.
I'm calling you an oppressor.
Ram.
All right, so
sniffing.
So, what do you guys do after she drops that stuff off?
I guess we head out.
I guess we're gonna go.
Mm-hmm. What is the way to get down here? Is there a tunnel? Is it? What does it look like?
So she takes you over to the southern end of the city. And there's a very long ladder that goes down, you know, the 250 feet to the ground below. And there's a little pulley system that...
The slow fall work?
Yeah.
I jump.
Can I use the pulley system since I'm small?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do that too.
Yeah,
I'm not climbing down a ladder. Yeah. I'm just going to slow fall. Does that work like I think it does?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't injure me?
Yep.
Okay.
I believe so.
Cool.
It's like in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So Akira and Deku sort of crouching tiger, hidden dragon their way down the trees. Landing lightly on the ground below.
Nice.
I use my rope of climbing, so it's
yeah,
super easy.
Technically, it reduces your fall damage by 30, but yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay.
It looks, the rule of cool is going
to
apply here.
The rule of cool. That's why we go from branch to branch, so it's not just a straight fall. I like it.
I'm going to do the adorable little hops that birds do when they're going up, like the little ladders in their cages. Just boop, 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 boop.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the ladder.
All right. And what about, you put your dog on the pulley?
Do you have a backpack for your dog?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to carry him.
Isn't he a giant
backpack.
Dog?
Papoose.
Not very.
Yeah,
papoose.
Papoose.
Papoose,
we want papoose. A full human skeleton. It's totally fine. Right. It works.
And dutifully puts his paws up on your shoulders and lets you papoose him on there. And you guys climb down the ladder, Rotvane.
I have my rope of climbing. I basically can just attach it and like it lowers me and then undoes and comes back.
All right, so, yeah.
So I'm the only one who got a cool bucket ride.
I just don't trust the bucket. I weigh too much.
No, they wouldn't have put you in the bucket. I mean, it's a pretty big pulley system, but not big enough. I mean, they obviously have to, like, use it for, like, you know, barrels of whiskey. But they're like, they look at you and they're just like, maybe not.
How much does your character weigh?
I don't know. I'm over 7 feet tall.
That's a lot.
Although I guess I could have just ridden on your shoulders while you roped down. But then I'd have missed out on a bucket ride.
When I was like 4, I was papoosed around, including on the ladders of Turkey Run Park. Because I had screwed up my ankle really bad and my uncle just put me in his gunny sack from basic training and carried me around with just my head sticking out.
That sounds like fun.
My memories are basically of, like, people doing double takes and being like, there's a kid in there!
All right, so, oh, and Margaret, while you're going down in the bucket, you just see Rotvane's just sitting about the same pace as you are, just holding onto his rope, which is connected to nothing. He's Mary Poppinsing it, essentially. but stylishly or not, you all get to the bottom. And then they have given you a map to the cave that these spiders have set up in. It's not too far, just a couple hours away.
What are the caves like? Are they damp or dry?
Oh, they're dry, they say. They're
mossy or...
Mossy on the outside.
Are they developed at all?
What do you mean by developed?
Like, are they... Are the floors rough or are they, like...
Oh.
Smoothed out? Does it look like people actually live here or is it just convenient?
They say that, oh, they're fairly nice. They used to be people... Back in the old Empire days, they used to use it for, like, storage and things, mm-hmm. so... So it's not too bad of a system. Who's leading the way?
I believe my survival's pretty good.
Wait, you're a ranger, aren't you?
I'm a ranger. But my favorite terrain is the forest, but I guess...
You're in the forest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it forest?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah, but you're in the tree city.
But now we're underground.
Still you're heading to the cave.
We're not to the cave yet.
We're in a forest.
On the bottom
level. I thought they just lived under the trees.
Oh.
They live in the cave on the ground.
Yeah.
A couple hours
ago. Okay. Oh, we were getting out of the city on the ladder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, yes.
So, I have... My proficiency bonus is doubled.
Right, so...
When I make an in-service check related to the terrain.
Right. So, tell, I need you to make me a wisdom check.
Okay.
Or not a wisdom check, a survival check.
The actual fuck.
I hope those are not someone's breaks.
Okay. They were someone's breaks. I was really bad.
Where is my... You said the survival?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
You just have a +4 on this roll.
I do have... Oh, yeah, right. D20, right?
Mm-hmm.
As we walk along, I will sing as many songs involving spiders.
No, what'd you get?
1.
Oh, no!
Well, the good news is you can't become lost except by magical means, and you remain alert to danger.
I shall pick up another dice for future.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Oh, yeah.
And that ain't what it takes to love me.
Alright, so, you make it there. Well, everybody click the long rest button on your sheets if you haven't already. You all are full hit points and full, all those things.
Mm.
And a few hours later, Tell points and you see the entrance to a cave. It's actually a pretty large entrance. It's about 15 feet tall. And it's been carved a little bit, so it looks like it's got some eyes above it and some fangs that are hanging down.
Fangs hanging down. Okay.
Are there multifaceted jewels above hand?
It looks like at one point there was, but now it's just like multifaceted shaped indentations.
Can I track the number of creatures? It says that if I'm tracking creatures, I can learn the exact number. But I don't know if I'm tracking them or not.
With your survival check of 1?
Yeah.
No.
You're just like, I don't think anybody lives here.
Okay.
It's either nobody or hundreds.
That is a pity.
So, what do you guys do?
What time of day is it at this point?
It's like mid-afternoon.
So we can go
ahead.
Is
there, like, any instruction on the outside of the cave about, like, ring the doorbell or deliveries
speak
to the back?
And
or,
enter?
Yeah.
No.
Well, we are here as basically a goodwill-ish mission. We're not here to just immediately kill people,
Should we hello into the cave? I'm gonna hello into the cave.
I'm gonna look for any obvious traps at the entrance.
Roll me an investigate check.
I'm gonna shout hi. I'm gonna actually look for traps.
That is a 0.
Oh no. That's right.
Oh, because you have a negative. Okay.
Can I roll perception for the area?
Yeah. So I look around.
Nat 1.
You guys are rocking these rolls.
We're very hungover.
Rotve. All
right.
Roll me a dexterity save.
You know, I am 80% sure there was no trap until 21. You looked for them.
What's that?
21.
All
right. You said saving throw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dex save 3.
All right. So, as you're looking for the traps, you step and you hear click, click.
Oh, no.
And you jump out of the way as this, like, sort of rope nooses up and, like, goes into the air.
I found a trap.
Do I need to worry about anything? Because I just stepped right up to the entrance and hollered.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who goes there?
We're Glam, and we have a message from...
Phaedra.
Phaedra.
We
come in peace, unless you want to fuck with us. Somebody grab the duck and put...
Come on, duck!
The duck doesn't care.
You assassins sent to put us down?
No, we just have a message. Jesus, you people.
We're very fancy messengers.
What do you mean by you people?
Are there any squirrels?
Leave your weapons outside and come on in.
By all right, I mean no.
We're charming. That leads to disarming.
We brought a message from Phaedra. Maybe one of y'all could come out here and we could talk in the open. You can bring your weapons. If, you know, you feel you need them. Because you need the security blanket.
Three drow walk outside of the cave, each of them holding long rapiers. Ooh. Or scimitars. Scimitars, sorry. They say, what's this message you speak of?
I hand her the message. I don't know who has it.
Probably you, because you're bossy like that.
I hand her the message. Seems legit.
He, breaks the seal. Opens it up. He says... Must give this to Aranea for a response. Will you take it back?
Mm-hmm. Take back
the message.
The response.
The response. Okay. Yes, that is what we're being paid to do. We're Glam Courier Services.
As soon as you say you're being paid to do it, they turn and just walk back into the cave without listening to the rest of your...
We're highly qualified.
I walk over to the nearest tree and go to sleep.
I'm suspicious.
Well, then do some how much
did,
stuff.
How much did they pay us when we won? No, not now, but when we won the tournament.
500 gold pieces each.
Okay.
No, did we get 500 each?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My current paranoia is that this is a way of them clawing back the 500, and this is an arrangement that they have with the drow. Just take care of them. And
we're so suspicious. But we already have the money.
I mean, the 500 gold pieces is from the gate entries. This is all. This is like your share of
it. Oh, it's more that they'll earn.
Is this Ruby sharing this, or is this telling everyone?
Tell is telling this.
Oh.
I mean, we should just wait for the message to come back and see what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that'll be a lot.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, y'all can listen to my newest composition.
Okay, I'll be alert from a distance.
I'll be alert from a distance.
I have a long bow.
You should be at a distance anyway.
No, I'm serious. I'll walk.
No, as serious as you can be, from a distance.
Are you done? And Ms. Margaret Stumbleduck. My name is Ms. Margaret Stumbleduck. And there's a million mercs I haven't punched. But just you wait. I'll fuck you up. I'll fuck you up.
One of the drows walking back out, slow clapping. This is a character slow clapping. Out of game, Chris Fairfield loves songs. End game. This is my curse, I have to. Spent all night writing that?
It's a craft. I spent days on that.
Aranea wishes to meet you all. She has a counter offer for the likes of you.
Of course. All right.
She coming out?
She wants you to come.
She coming out. I wish I knew more lyrics to that song.
She'd rather you come in.
We're not giving up our weapons.
You can take, you can keep your weapons.
Hmm. That makes me even more nervous. All right.
Mm-hmm. So, we friends now?
Are you going to offer them drugs or try to convince them that their uncle is missing them?
No. Put the drug back in my pouch.
Oh, I couldn't have said that in character. I'm sorry. That was just Sarah.
You got it through some sort of quotes that we don't know.
Oh, out of character, yes. Alicia was totally going to find a way to offer them drugs. So, out of character, Alicia's putting the drug away.
Too funny.
Alright, so, you guys are led into the cavern. It's going to be a long, winding entrance. It takes you deep into the hillside. But eventually gives way to a large, mostly circular room that appears to have no obvious exits. However, the ceilings go pretty far up and into darkness. As you guys look around, you see webs all over from in various levels.
I'm walking into spider webs. So leave a message and I'll call you back.
So, you're the ones that Phaedra has sent.
What does Aranea look like?
It's just a voice right now.
Oh, okay.
Kind of coming down from out of the darkness, like with just like webbing on her hands, lowering her down. You see a tall, attractive drow. She's wearing, it's sort of a, she's got, you know, the dark purple skin and the white hair. Her hair is long. It actually is, goes past her feet. And she's wearing what looks to be a spider silk blouse and like kind of like leather armor-ish looking leggings.
Any obvious weapons?
None.
Okay.
And she lowers herself to the ground in front of you.
As a cool trick.
Thank
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, pretty.
She says, you must be glam.
Show is.
We're very beautiful people.
She says, and Phaedra has sent you here to deliver this message. And she reaches behind her and pulls out the scroll.
Trusted messenger since this afternoon.
What does the message say?
She says the message says that they are going to continue giving us the food they've been giving us, and if we dare to make any trouble, then they'll send in the militia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are y'all really asking for that much more?
We're just asking for what they promised.
What did they promise?
She says 6 barrels of whiskey. And then she lists off the same amount of fruits and vegetables you saw on their record.
Mm. And they haven't been delivering that?
No, they've slowly but surely started removing items.
Well, that's crappy.
This month it was 3 barrels of whiskey.
Why do y'all need so much whiskey? What, are the parties down here just, like, lit all the time?
She says it can be hard to find a purified water source.
So y'all dehydrate yourselves more?
She says, it does get lit here, I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
Hmm. I wonder who's doing the delivering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That'll be my... Well, somebody's lying. Either the records are incorrect, or somebody is siphoning it off.
She says, so we'd like you to deliver our response. They can give us the food they've promised us, or we'll just come back home.
What if we just go back and say that the deliveries aren't getting through, and maybe there's something going wrong on their end that they're not aware of, and they should do an audit and interview their employees, instead of going straight to threats of, you're going to fuck each other up.
She says, Phaedra delivers the supplies herself.
Hmm. Interesting.
So we gonna go fuck up Phaedra?
Well, but I mean,
after we get paid,
what's the response?
The response is they need to give us the food they've promised us, or we're coming back home.
So we still get our money, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
we'll just take the message back. And be like, if you don't give them more food, they're gonna fuck things up.
Yeah, and we get our gold.
That's a fair point. But think of if we, you know, solve a gang war and all the songs that will be sung about us.
I think the problem here is the gang war has already been solved, and now somebody's reneging on the deal.
I'm confused. Who's the good guy?
Us.
Us.
Yes.
We have a mystery, guys. We get to solve a mystery. Who's excited?
Or we can deliver the message and leave town.
That doesn't happen.
I mean, Akra's on to something.
Well, I mean, it seems like the path of least resistance.
Right? Mm-hmm. The easiest gold we ever earned.
Well, and sometimes the most straightforward thing is the right thing to do, and I'm concerned that we're overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were paid to deliver the message, we delivered the message, we got a response, we'll deliver the response. We don't get the extra 100 per person, but nobody got hurt, including us, which is pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I concur.
What if, okay, what if we, there's a middle ground, like, we deliver the message to Phaedra, and then we go to Phaedra's boss and say, hey, Phaedra's stealing the money, the foods.
Who's Phaedra's boss?
I don't know.
I mean, we can ask if Phaedra has a boss.
She says, do you need some time to deliberate? I can go back up.
Oh, we were just doing that anyway.
Well, if Phaedra doesn't have a boss, we can put a notice in the newspaper and then leave town.
Well, we're not going to attack these people.
Regardless,
we just need to go.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's just go.
Yes. Spider cool lady who your ass looks great in those pants. We'll deliver your message.
Why, thank you. I do work out.
A lot of aerial rope stuff, yeah? I bet.
She doesn't. She raises her hand and starts, and spider webs just come down and carry her back up into the darkness.
Let's recruit her.
We don't need anyone else. If we recruit anyone else, then we don't get the money. We get less money when we win.
Fair. And I don't need to harsh in my cool.
No, yeah. I mean, it's fine, but we've reached our max. I don't think we need anyone else. Okay. Plus, we're pretty cool at winning on our own. We don't need
her. We know when they plan to attack?
Who?
The drow.
The spider people?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that they're planning it to attack. They're just not going to stay in exile.
Yeah, they're going to come back home, technically.
And fuck shit up.
Well, that's...
Go back to being terror.
They're just going
to
deal with spiders.
I guess what I want to know is, are they going to come and fuck shit up before we have a chance to get the response back? And so, then it does become our problem.
We only agreed to deliver 2 messages there and back again, but if we get 100 gold for every delivered message cycle, dude, we be on easy street.
Let's just deliver the one message, and let's complete a portion of our goal.
We already have, because we delivered one message.
We haven't been
for the love
the
of Jesus.
Yet.
Let's just turn this message in.
Can we vote? All in favor of turning back around and providing the response? Say aye.
Well,
aye. I'm walking back.
I mean, we agree on that part at least.
Do you ask when they plan on attacking? They're still like the 3 drow thugs.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Do you guys know when you plan on...
What's your deadline?
...leaving to go back to Arachna?
He says, well, if the next shipment in 2 weeks isn't what they promised, then I imagine we'll just come back then.
Okay, 2 weeks. Well, keep fighting the good fight.
He nods.
But no. Not, you know, harming people unnecessarily.
And do what you need to do.
That actually sounded more like a stumble duck response.
Alright, so you guys head back. Getting back just a little after nightfall.
Success.
Do we wait till the morning, or do we go right to Phaedra?
Just go ahead.
There's a set of guards at the top of the ladder. When they say it's you, they welcome back.
Yeah.
We have a message for Phaedra. Is she about, or do we need to make an appointment for tomorrow?
He says, oh, Phaedra said if you ask the... He gives you her address. Mm. And cool. Said that you're more than welcome to stop by and deliver any return message.
Cool.
How convenient.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're going to head over to Phaedra's.
All right, so, as you get to Phaedra's house, you hear music being played on the inside. Something on, apparently some sort of violin or cello.
She is in a rich part of the neighborhood?
Yes.
How late is this?
It's just a little after sunset.
Okay. Is there any pub or anything nearby?
You know what?
Pubs or
pubs?
Places where people are...
Yeah, absolutely.
I think while these guys are talking, I'll probably go to one of the ones. Just to know if...
I'm going to...
Arinia is getting rich recently.
Yeah. I am going to put on my cloak of hidiness and try to sneak around the back of Phaedra's to see if there's, you know, a courtyard full of whiskey barrels or something. just lying around.
Just boxes are labeled evidence of crime.
Exactly.
Evidence
of
crime.
Maybe there's some shit going on. I just want to see if there's somebody naked back there. Who knows?
If there's long-timers in a pub or something, they would know if she is suddenly rich or she suddenly moved into a wealthy part of town.
All right, so we've got... Who's going to the pub with Tell? Just Tell?
I'll go on my own.
All right, who's going to Phaedra's?
I'm going to go there, but I'm going to go into stealth and sneak around her backyard.
That's what I'm doing.
So you two are in the
back. You're doing it with me.
Well, I figured maybe we all just sneak around back before we knock on the
door. We know it's only a matter of time.
But her and I are extra sneaky.
Fair enough.
I could just knock on the door and hand the message over while y'all are doing your thing.
Yeah.
Wait, we also want to ask who our boss is.
I can ask those questions.
Okay, well, I'm coming with you.
The three of you basically are front door people.
Yes.
Mm. Oh. All right. So, Tell... Ravi, Sarah, and Alicia to roll me a D20.
D20?
Yep. That's
what order we're
18.
Doing.
18.
Two.
Six.
We're going last.
16.
Alright. We'll start with you, Ravi.
Mm-hmm.
You find a very pleasant looking pub nearby called the Half Full Flagon.
Mm-hmm.
kind of an optimistically named bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you head in, and there's just some. The place is pretty decently full. Everyone here looks pretty well to do. It's got elves and gnomes, mainly some drow hanging out there. There's a dwarf who's singing a song and has got herself quite an audience. And as you walk in, everything kind of stops. And somebody turns and says, "It's the Angel of Death!"
I take a bow. The entire...
In our tavern?
Yeah.
Your dog falls out of his pouch on your back.
That's fine. Fine. Dogs are good.
Everyone stops and just gives you a big like round of applause.
Like I said, I take a bow.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the people kind of go back to what they're doing. And as you make your way up to the bar, somebody kind of passes, slaps you on the back, and, like, not too bad, but slightly slaps you on the back and says, "Can I buy you a drink?"
I say, "Sure." What's his name? Oh, her name.
This is a man. Mm-hmm. He is a halfling. He says, "My name's Garrus." He says, "I'm a big fan. You saw the fight yesterday."
I'm glad you can.
And he says, "Bartender, your very finest ale for the Angel of Death here." So he hands over a couple gold pieces, and the barkeep pulls out this small cask that's kind of gilded and ornate.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls the plug out of it, pours it into a very clean, tall glass, and slides it over to you.
I said, "Thank you. What kind of ale is this?"
He says, "This is an elven ale," he says, "laid down about 450 years ago."
Okay, that must have cost a pretty penny.
He says, "Enjoy."
I turn to Garrus and say, "Thank you very much. This is very generous."
He says, happy to do it. He says, it was just a delight watching the wings. And he says, I've been talking about the fight all day, let me tell you.
I'm glad.
You take a drink of the...
Yes, I take a sip.
You take a sip of it, and it is positively effervescent. It is just...
Ooh, nice.
It is... It just rolls off the tongue. It's got a smooth, crisp flavor. A very complex palate. It's got a bunch of complex notes in there. It's very, very good.
This is very fine. I compliment the...
Bartender
or whatever.
He says, so how long have you been fighting, Mrs. Garris? The bartender just nods.
2 years? 1 year? I'm relatively new to Glam.
Well, wow.
Joined only recently.
He says, wouldn't have known that based on your performance. Just, just sniping them all down.
Has my song about Tell, started circulating?
Sure, why not? The dwarf singer starts going into it. Because it was actually, uncharacteristically, everyone agreed, was a good song in character for you.
Okay. That's mildly embarrassing. But I just smile.
He says, where to next?
We haven't decided yet. Our manager is in charge of it, and she's been a little tardy figuring out things, including merchandising. And I asked Garris how long he stayed in the neighborhood, if he's from around here.
Oh, he says, I grew up in this part of town.
Oh, that's cool. So you must know Phaedra, then.
Yeah, the city official.
Yeah. Has she been a regular here as well?
I remember when she was, when she was a much, now, you know, the drow, they age very differently than we do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He says, so when I was younger, you know, she, still looked pretty much the same, but was just kind of new to his her responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Was she here?
Yeah.
She's been here for a while now, then.
He says, yeah, my whole life, as long as I can remember.
Okay. Is she from a rich family? They must be fairly good.
He says, these are some interesting questions. He says, the lady caught your eye? She is single.
Maybe. I haven't yet. I've only talked to her a few times, so I'm just curious.
She says she's a bit captivating, isn't she?
Mm.
Her family is fairly well-to-do.
Okay.
Her grandparents were actually part of the higher ups even back in the imperial times.
Huh. A well-connected family as well as rich one, I guess. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful lot of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably make you a great wife.
Hmm.
You might get a really good dowry out of it.
I take another sip of this fine ale.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask him about spiders. And I say, oh, you know, Peter has been talking to me that although you don't have any spiders, you used to have spiders. Have you heard of them?
Well, he says, we have, you know, your garden variety spiders.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the troublesome.
Oh, yeah. The spider gang.
Yeah.
He says, we haven't seen their leg for about 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
He says, quite the menace.
Were they really? Okay. Was it a very big gang? You can remember?
He says, you know, it's funny, they managed to accomplish a lot of mischief and mayhem for a small group of people.
Okay.
He says, I don't recall there ever being much more than a dozen of them. He says, problem is their leader.
Mm-hmm.
She was a powerful, powerful woman. And she, you know, she could move the trees. She could, you know, bend things to her will.
That sounds ominous. Was she a aware of magical arts or what?
Apparently, she's some sort of devout follower of the spider god.
Okay, I've never heard of this religion.
He says it's barely much more than a cult.
Mm-hmm. Is that how the city got its name?
Arachna?
Yeah.
Why? What? He says, well, Arachna has nothing to do with the spider cult.
No? Okay. Just a random thought.
Okay. He says, arachno is from an old Dvalian word, meaning tree.
Okay. That's not what I thought. Okay, never mind.
He says, why are you so curious about this spider clan anyway? He says, where'd you even hear about
him? Oh, Pedro talked to me a little bit about it.
Oh.
So I was just curious. I'm just trying to get background knowledge before I go talk to her again.
He's like, but talking to you, what's she saying about them?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, that they were a gang that are not seen anymore.
Are they coming back?
Not to my knowledge. Anyway, I go back to sipping more of this ale, and I ask for a second glass for me and Garrus again.
Okay. If you're going to buy one for each of you, I need you to take down 10 gold pieces.
Okay. No, it's worth it.
Worth it.
Okay, where is it? In the notes section?
It's under equipment, I believe.
Equipment, there.
And there should be a currency.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
So I take down 10, right? Right. Yep. 17 off.
All right, Operation Backdoor. Oh, Sarah's not here. So we'll do Operation Front Door first. And if you guys meet, you'll be in the middle somewhere around Uncle Paradine.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
All right. So who's knocking?
I knock.
All right. So you knock. You hear somebody say, "Just a moment." The door opens, and you hear violin music come in from outside, or from inside. And a kind of well-dressed butler, answers the door, and he says, "How may I help you?"
"Message for Phaedra."
"Oh, you're the glam folks."
"Yes. Trusted courier since this afternoon."
"Come on in." All right. So, you're led into kind of a bigger house, of course, made of wood like everything here is, but much more in that half-timber style. It's two stories. He leads you into an expansive receiving room. Where in the corner you see a young drow. She looks to be teenaged. Playing the violin. And sitting across from her, listening appreciatively, is Phaedra. She says, "Oh, hello.
Her toy.
You're back."
Her toy is
good. She says, "That'll be... You can take your violin music upstairs for now. I've got to talk to these folks." And the violinist stops.
Buggers off.
And heads off.
"Oh, is that your daughter?"
"My sister." "It's his younger sister."
"Much younger."
Yes. She just turned 111. They grew up.
Oh, they're so cute at that age.
They do grow up so fast. She says, ever since my mother died... Tragically, she says, "I've been raising her."
"Cool. We got your reply." "We delivered your message."
"Yes, right to business."
"Yeah.
Soul of courtesy, man."
"I'm sorry, should I have offered her a drug first?"
"I'm not there. I'm just commenting."
She says, and what was their reply? Are they going to knock off this nonsense?
Do we have it in writing, or are we telling?
No, they just gave it to you verbally.
Well, she said if you don't start delivering the full amount of supplies that they were promised originally, they're going to come back home.
They say they're not getting what they were promised. They're not asking for more than what was agreed to. They're asking for what was agreed to.
She says, well, that's just baloney. She says, we've been giving them everything promised.
And interesting that they let us know that you're the one who makes the deliveries, and you're the only person we've spoken to. You're the only person who gave us records as to what's going on.
She says, what's suspicious about that?
You're kidding, right?
Hey, can we get paid?
Yeah! We delivered messages.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the job.
Sorry, I actually forgot the plan. I just went immediately into aggressiveness.
We can totally continue with the aggressiveness
after we get paid.
Yeah,
she says, Garvin, would you please grab their payment? She says, I left
Yes,
it.
Garvin.
By this time, I would have returned back, I would presume.
No, this is like Garrison's. Garrison's just patted you on the shoulder at this point. All
right.
And so the butler goes upstairs, and she sits there awkwardly for a second. And...
Cool. Can I offer you a drug?
Do you play any instruments?
She says, yes, I do. She says, I myself prefer the oboe, but...
Oboe.
Oboe is a funny instrument.
I don't think so. I think it makes quite beautiful music. She says, where's the rest of you, anyway?
Oh, they didn't care to join us.
They have a drinking problem.
No! We're the responsible ones.
That's terrifying.
Because we're awesomely responsible, yeah.
All right, so Garvin comes back and with six velvet bags and hands two to each of you.
Cool.
He says,
can we count it now? Make sure it's there.
Sure. You open up each bag, and inside is 10 platinum pieces in each one.
Okay.
She's loaded. Who carries
Wait,
10
platinum.
That's 100 gold pieces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She says, I figured you'd want it in platinum. You know, 100 gold pieces is a lot of change to click around.
True.
She says, now I believe you were slandering my character. Is that where we were at?
No, not at all. Have a good night, y'all. Let's go. Thanks for being paid. Recommend Glam Courier Services to whoever, you know, who needs a message delivered. Let's go.
All right.
It is hilarious that you are the one who's... I'm not done yet, but I want to be ushered out the door. I want to have a chance to speak to Garvin.
All right, so, Garvin, if you'll see the map. Please. And he says, oh, of course. Alright, so you guys are all led to the front door. He opens it and he says, have a very pleasant evening.
Thank you. Hey, Garvin. We want
It's Garmin.
Garmin. Really?
You okay. Did say Garbin earlier.
No, she said Garbin.
Oh. Somebody said Garbin. Okay, my bad.
Who's Phaedra's boss?
At the city?
Yeah. Like, she, like, really took initiative on this, and we just think it would be awesome to, like, drop in a good word before we head out.
Well, she reports directly to the council.
To the council?
Yes.
Okay.
The council that rules the city.
Cool. How do we get in touch with them?
Well, you go down to City Hall. You ask for an audience with the council, and they will ask the urgency of your issue. And then they will assign you a date to speak with the council based on the urgency of your issue.
Cool. You're a good man, Garvin. And I pat you on the back, except I'm so short, it's probably on your butt.
He says, oh, my.
And I'm out of there.
Thanks, Garvin.
It's Garvin. Thank you. Door shuts. Meanwhile, at the back door. Duh. Roll me a stealth check, please, right now.
22.
Mine is not going to be that one.
Oh, that reminds me. Inspired by Matt Siebert's The Land Above podcast, which is very good.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for an actual play podcast to listen to, it's delightfully good and queer. But he has a house rule there that I really liked. Especially since it takes work off of my shoulders.
Ooh.
I'm just gonna. Oh, I feel so. No, it is for inspiration. Instead of me giving it out, you guys can give it to each other. With the only rules are is that you can only each of you can only give it once per session, and each of you can only receive it once per session.
Mm. That sounds fair.
Also, when are we ordering pizza?
I was actually just going to ask about that.
I got a 7. Right. Mine was not as good.
I thought you were wearing something made you like.
Oh, wait, invisible. I do get an extra one because of that, don't I?
Also, fun fact, my aunt is 6 feet tall, and Ruby she hugged him at my cousin's funeral, and he went to pat her on the back, but she's so tall, he patted her on the bum.
She was also standing on a ledge, so that was interesting.
So, true story, based on a true event.
I have advantage.
Should we get a large or an extra large? I think.
Much better.
23. Do you remember what we ordered last time we were all together?
Wasn't that the one that sent us pizzas so large we were like, holy shit, what the
fuck? No, that was the other one. That was Pagliacci's. Large is 8 is... Well, the extra large is here.
Totally
the same. I'll pause this. Let's take a break. Alright, so, you both are very sneaky. Go ahead and roll, or not roll, but go ahead and, this is the part where I give you the results of your roll.
Yes!
1 second.
Drink more booze. That will help.
It lubricates my DM skills.
Mm-hmm. Booze? I thought it was water.
No, this is a gin and tonic.
Ooh.
All right, so you guys sneak around this bigger house into the backyard. Backyard is almost like a topiary. It's got like a bunch of raised bed gardens with exotic plants in them. And apparently some sort of magical light-producing devices that you can see, so it's almost like a greenhouse minus the glass. But the lights are currently shut off. You hear violin music come from inside, and then as you guys kind of scout around, you hear the violin stop.
It sounds ominous when you put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
I forget why I'm there, and I'm just going to run around the yard, like stealthily, like bush to bush to bush to bush, just bugbear shit, you know?
Yeah.
Just doing stuff.
There is like a kind of a big looking garden shed.
I will definitely go check out her shed. I have no idea why.
There might be things inside.
Yeah.
All right. So, you get to the shed. What do you do, Panic?
I'm going to, I would like to scout around the outside of the building and see if there are any windows that I can look in, or if I can scale to the second floor.
Yeah, there's a trellis that leads up to the second floor and some open windows up there, conveniently enough.
All right.
Lank it down.
I'm gonna sneak in, because why the fuck not?
I'll get him.
Y'all need, like, a squirt gun.
We have a squirt gun.
I mean, other than your penis.
near.
Where's he at?
I scared him off.
Okay.
I've got the squirt bottle.
Oh, literally.
Were you thinking I have my dick in my hand?
Continuing my joke, and I looked over you setting down the squirt bottle.
We have one of those for Echo, too.
Alright, so delightful audio for
strangers.
No, we don't really have any strangers into this one. So there's a convenient trellis that leads up to some second floor windows that are open.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to attempt to sneak in the house.
Alright, you climbing the trellis is no problem. And you find yourself in what looks to be like a bigger bedroom.
Okay, so the things that are supposedly going missing, the biggest items are probably just the whiskey barrels, which probably won't be on the second floor. But I am just going to snoop around. Does this appear to be a lady?
I think you've both
bedroom?
Forgotten what you're doing.
No, we're hunting for evidence that she's stealing the shit, but
yeah, this appears,
I don't know what I'm going to find.
This appears to be the bedroom of a lady, yes.
Of a lady, all right.
You see fashionable fashionable clothing, but more like for like a younger person. You see like a like what looks to be like a some sort of writing journal on the desk.
Totally gonna pick up a journal and read it.
All right.
You were gonna check out the shed though, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you pick up a journal and you start reading. Redbane. You open the shed door. You look inside. You have dark vision, right?
Yeah. 60 feet.
All right. You see like 3 or 4 barrels in one corner of the shed. A bunch of gardening tools hung up on the wall. What looks to be like sacks of stuff.
I'll sniff everything.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Start with the barrels.
So the barrels are sealed shut.
Mm-hmm. Are they labeled at all?
They are not.
I shake one, hoping it's not explosive.
Yeah.
Does it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it splash? Does it?
Does it splash around?
Yeah.
No, but it appears to have something in it.
Okay. What about the bags? Just kind of poke at the bags or sacks.
It's just urine.
You poke at the sacks, and there's something squishy in them.
Mm.
It would be reasonable to have manure in a garden. That's not unreasonable.
Just in general of the
stuff.
There
was like 4 barrels and like maybe like a half a dozen like sacks.
All right, yeah, I'll open the top of one of the sacks just to see what's in it.
All right, so you rip open one of the sacks and it's filled with manure.
I debate keeping it, and I decide against it.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough. I will head back to the front to meet up with the other 3. I guess I'll go back into the yard and look for Panic and see if there's any
Panic,
emergencies.
You open the diary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dear diary. My sister is,
such a bitch. Committing crimes. Here is clear evidence.
She's such a bitch. She doesn't, always trying to make me play the violin when I don't want to.
My sister is committing all of the crimes. No, it's like, my sister was really hard on me today because I messed up my violin concerto. I don't understand why she cares so much about how well I play violin. I really miss my mom. And as you kind of get to that part, you hear somebody say, "Hey, who are you? What are you doing in my bedroom?" And you turn around and there is a young-looking drow woman who's holding, like, a violin in one hand and, like, has got, like, a bow kind of pointed out defensively at you.
Cranky Bird.
She squints. She says, "What's your name?"
Panic!
"So I thought you're one of the glam fighters."
I'm going to pull out my schwarm,
mm-hmm,
and attempt to play the same bit that she had been playing downstairs, because we're going to start a dueling banjo situation.
I'm in for this. roll me a perform check.
Damn, +9. 22.
She says, "That's really good." And then she plays it, and it's just as good.
Down in the garden, Rodvane cocks his head in confusion.
She says, so after she plays her a bit, she says, "Why are you in my room?"
"I gotta do the razzle dazzle."
She says, "That doesn't make any sense."
"We're very beautiful people."
She says, "Can you not, like, speak clearly and directly?"
Bing, 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 bing!
"You're kind of weird."
I'm gonna sad body posture and make my schwarm make that noise sound.
She says, No, I like weird. That's cool." She says, "But why are you... You're reading my diary. Like, that's personal and stuff."
write better music? No, I'm pointing to myself. Like, I want to write better music. So I'm
reading the rest of them. Roll my deception check. She says, are you going to hurt me? Do I need to call for help?
Your mind is a gutter as always.
Is that a no?
We don't eat customers.
Okay, I think that's no. She kind of goes over and sits on her bed and kind of kicks her feet a little bit. And says, so, can you explain, like, why you're here?
Only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
Okay, that's an answer, I guess. look, I saw your fight yesterday. She says, you're pretty rad. She says, like, I'm not gonna rat you out to my sister. Which is pretty cool. I had a famous person come visit me in my bedroom.
Holy bag of balls!
Oh, no, I'm not into you that way.
We're very beautiful people.
That being said, she says, I think you should probably go. She says, my sister catches you up here. She'll be pretty angry.
Don't you forget about me.
You're my secret bedroom friend. I'll never forget about you. When I say that out loud, it came on.
Oh.
So did you come in through the window? Can you get out back out that way?
Parting is such sweet sorrow, and I jump out the back.
What's the age of consent for elves?
115.
I don't know, I'm just worried about Panic being in an underage girl's bedroom.
What do you think Panic is attempting to do? What? It's like you don't even know this inscrutable character who can't speak in her own words.
They claim adulthood and an adult name around the age of 100.
Okay. So she's like 17.
She's
probably.
19.
Okay.
I'm still with Gyros, right?
Sorry.
I'm still with Garros, right?
Yeah. So you finish your second beer, and in comes Rotvane.
Okay.
And then the rest of the crew soon follow.
I'm really, really curious about their mother now.
I found bags of poop.
Write that down, Sarah.
I want to talk to
you. You need to have that one on station.
I talked to Gareth and said, oh, what do you know about their parents? Are they still around?
Well, this is I'm assuming this is after you talked to everybody and found out that the mom died?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, because that is ringing bells to me. I'm curious how they died. I'm curious if the spiders had anything to do with it.
He says, well, the father died before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
The mother just passed away a few years ago. And I say passed away, but she... they suspect foul play.
What kind of foul play? What are the rumors?
He says she was found dead at the bottom of the stairwell. Interesting. And official report is that it's possible she tripped. Mm-hmm. It's also said that she was pushed.
Ooh. Where was Phaedra at this point?
She was in Umfaloko at the time. She says, Phaedra and her sister both cared very much about their mother. He says they are beyond reproach when it comes to that.
And who is in for reproach? Even a suspicion of a reproach.
He says, I don't know if I should be talking about this with you.
It's fine. You have 2 beers. You can be excused.
I can offer you a drug.
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
$20. Okay. With advantage, you said.
Yeah, because you're famous and he likes you.
One is a 6. I don't know if I should add anything. Let me check. Where is my persuasion?
Your persuasion is +1, or -1.
Okay. So that's 5, and another one is 16 minus 1, 15.
Yeah, he's like, okay, just between you and me.
Uh-huh.
And aren't we all at this table now?
Well, I'm assuming you guys cut him up, and he's like, 1 second. It's
just, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If it's all of you, he's going to be a lot less.
Yeah, likely.
He's going to be less talkative.
He says, look. He says, this was right before the snakes were banished from the city, so...
The spiders, you mean?
Or the spiders, yes.
You've had a bit of...
I've had a couple drinks.
Which is fine.
He says, the spiders.
Okay.
This was shortly before the spiders were banished.
Uh-huh.
He says, and so everybody thinks that they had something to do with it, but no one can prove anything.
Fair enough. Okay. I buy him another one of those nice beers. I'm happy to pay for it.
5 gold pieces.
Which is fine. I think it's a good value. Because she doesn't need the money, but I'm curious why she has what she has against the spiders. Okay, I pay the $5. I don't drink myself. I only buy him a beer. Mm-hmm. And I go and talk to the group and says, look, from what I can see, they're a rich, well-connected family. But their mother may have died because of the spiders, and she may have something against the spiders just for that reason.
Okay.
It's all speculation. I want you to know that there's no proof for this. But
also, the bartender comes over with a free elven wine, not one of the nice ones.
Okay. But
you have essentially spent
a decent amount.
$1,500 in real money on 3 drinks tonight. So.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Tell.
Uh-huh.
We don't get paid to solve mysteries. I say we write a report to the city council. What's true? We don't get paid to solve mysteries.
Weren't you the one who wanted to solve this in the first place?
Look, it's getting more complicated and it sounds boring.
That's the problem right there is that it sounds boring.
I say we write up a report showing evidence that Phaedra is stealing supplies that are supposed to go to spiders, drop it off in the city council mailbox, and we go on to the thing that makes us money.
And she's
the
a pervert.
The duck doesn't care.
Yeah. Unless there's some way we can swing this so I look really cool.
Uncle Priya finds is the next job. I'm fascinated. I have nothing better to do. I'm curious. I don't care if it makes me money, but I would hope that I can find an angle which makes me money out of this.
Dude, you need cooler hobbies.
I don't think he's wrong, though. Interesting enough. And we don't have anything to do until we get to our next assignment.
Offer you a drug.
No, Duck. I don't want any of your drugs.
Why we trust Spider Lady, but not the person who paid us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Spider Lady seems mean.
But the lady has a nice ass.
Valid point. Also, the person who paid us is stealing from Spider Lady.
But what if Spider Lady is lying?
I just like that. Who has a finer ass in this situation? I'm going to side with Spider Lady.
Spider Lady.
That seems logical to me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is definitely how I chose who to root for on baseball teams in high school. That's all I'm saying.
What, you rooted for baseball teams in high school?
I was forced to go to baseball games.
How? Why? Who? When? What?
One of my friend's brothers was on a baseball team, and so we had to go. I mean, I guess I could have just not hung out with her on those days, but...
His ass didn't have a great batting.
But yeah. Home was hell and baseball had nice butts.
I mean, baseball was out of the house and they usually buy me like a food or something. Mm-hmm. And by this, I mean like hey. I went to maybe three of the
it's
games.
It's okay. Oh. Embrace your Tina Belcher. So...
Mm-hmm.
Embrace what?
I'm not saying I know enough about baseball. It's just at the games that I went to, that was how I chose which team to root for.
Okay.
Which ones had better butts.
It's as good a heuristic as any. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Mm. And that's from an expert, obviously.
I'd still like to take you to knitting day at Mariners Park. I'm calling it Mariners Park because what is
they
it? T-Mobile. T-Mobile Park, I think it is now.
I am still surprised none of you smart people thought to do an insight check on any of these people. Mm-hmm. But
as a DM, I've also been hilariously watching you guys fail insight checks on all these people.
Mm-hmm. I'm not Wrong. Smart enough to do that or think of it even.
We guys made 100 gold to deliver a message.
I can't talk about
any
of this shit.
I forget about...
Like, oh, y'all just taking everyone at their word now. Great.
Makes life easier.
Great.
So you're saying either way, we have helped the good people.
I think we fucked up everything. But we got paid.
Was that the doorbell?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even hear it from where I'm sitting.
That
was so weird.
That's
because of her
laughter.
They're just down the street.
Oh.
Me and Medina.
Can you hit the pause button?
How do
I... And I want it on record that all our characters are hungover.
Yes.
Uh-oh. They're both chilling. She was sniffing, and then I called her back. There she goes. Great.
And all your characters are wearing comfortable undergarments, because it's a fantasy world.
Yes, and all comfortable... All undergarments are comfortable and supportive and breathe well and never smell funky at the end of a day.
It's elvish magic. All right.
You know what?
It's canon now.
You know what's comfortable and doesn't smell funky at the end of the day?
Huh.
Nothing.
That's true.
I was going to say, we are magical creatures, so maybe we don't need supportive
undergarments. I don't need supportive or undergarments in general.
Is that you saying that or Cheryl?
That's Akra.
I'm pretty sure a turtle has the shell and they don't need supportive undergarments when they have an exoskeleton.
Correct. I have an exoskeleton. There are no boobs on my shell.
Mm. Oh my god, now I'm imagining.
I'm sure you can find a bunch of like dude created turtle art that has turtles
sure.
with big tits.
Don't even Google that.
Mm.
Nope. Still going with the what was it, crotch rooster? Yep. That's the one.
What?
Bring that like, image back.
Crotch skull?
Rooster? Was it a crotch skull?
I think it was a crotch skull.
Oh, and a rooster on the head.
Yeah.
I got him. I mixed my images.
No, crotch skull.
Crotch skull and a rooster on my head or shoulder.
And you're like, I'm not wearing this.
Maybe stop him before he knocks everything down. Link, no.
Link? Come on, Link.
Come on,
give me a hug.
He will give you a dog. He loves
all the
I'm gonna make myself.
Come on, I
have another.
I've already gotten to the point where I'm like a little nauseous from sugar, but I still want to eat those cookies.
I usually am sick the day after D&D.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's just an occasion to eat like your worst self.
To live deliciously.
Yeah.
But Ruby's on call tomorrow, so we're definitely not going anywhere. Well, I might go to that macabre market in Capitol Hill.
Are you sure you don't want to go watch the Super Bowl? I know you're really into the Super Bowl.
I've actually watched it the last 2 years.
Hmm.
But I'm not going to this year because of the whole fining people for protesting and being horrible.
That's BS.
Wait, what?
The NFL's been fining people for taking a knee, that sort of shit.
Yeah, so you guys are in Tavern, the Half Full Flag.
Fantasy!
Poppy Bowl, though. Poppy Bowl's still good to watch.
I've never seen a Poppy Bowl. Sorry, fantasy.
Half Full Flagon.
Mm-hmm.
A posh, upscale tavern. You guys have your own table.
It's busy,
And you were discussing your next course of action.
There's a bit
of divide into what the next course would be.
We're going to write an anonymous note detailing corruption at the highest levels of the government. And then leave town.
When do we think our next engagement may be booked? Are we going to be here potentially for 2 weeks to be able to observe the next hands-off?
No, no, you'll be on your way pretty much as soon as you're done with this business.
Okay, okay.
So it's a matter of do we stay and do the right thing or just get our money and scamper off?
Again, what is the right thing?
Yeah.
We don't know who's telling.
Not a single person rolled an insight check on that woman, which Chris reminded of us kindly.
Mm. Well, you guys kind of came to that realization yourselves. But yes.
For Phaedra?
For Phaedra or for
the spider lady.
Maybe not that one that I've been using. You might want to clean one.
And your next city stop is Yemane, the submerged city.
Ooh.
What is it called?
Yemane. Y-E-M-A-I-N.
No, Yemane.
I mean, I think it's worth it. Sorry, go ahead.
See, it's just it's built both above and below water and has a thriving triton population.
Oh. I mean, it's...
That duck gonna fuck a mermaid.
A merman.
A merperson.
I think that it's evening. Let's have some more drinks and go to bed and see how tomorrow rolls out. Because
we shouldn't make moral decisions while hungover.
I mean, who are we going to tell? It's like 7 o'clock at night. There's no businesses open. There's no one we can contact.
Well, we write our note and we drop it off at the council building.
In any case, the whatever people aren't going to come back for 2 weeks, so we have time.
Yeah,
we can do it tomorrow.
So you're saying we have time to do a drug?
No.
You have plenty of time to do a drug.
I've done my beer.
Or secretly sneak drugs into our drinks.
Don't do it, Doc.
We all know at some point she is going to secretly drug some of us.
I think the duck's all about consent, I think.
Yeah, I think enthusiastic consent is the order of the day.
For the duck.
Especially considering I gotta work with y'all.
There are other D&D characters who would not concur with you.
There are many D&D characters.
I wish not where that comes from, but I
do not play that D&D character.
So, y'all are gonna head back to your tavern?
I was attempting to think of a song with which I could attempt to intimate that I was caught upstairs, but I can't really think of anything other than Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
Yeah. Isn't there a song about Trapped in the Closet?
Oh yeah, R. Kelly. Yeah.
I don't know the song.
I don't either. All I know is the title.
So no one knows that you were found upstairs?
Yeah, none of you know. I can't think of a way to be able to communicate with y'all. That
well, no, Rave might.
I don't care.
He was playing with bags of poop at the time.
No, he heard your duet.
But he's not going to ask what you did in that little girl's bedroom.
No. Wait a minute, that's
a that young adult's bathroom. Yeah.
We were making beautiful music together.
Is that what you call it?
That is exactly what I called it, because that's what was happening.
So you head back to your tavern, the one you've been staying in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How much money do we add?
200.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to add that.
100 gold pieces apiece?
100?
Very fine velvet bags.
Blade and 10 platinum.
Well, 10 platinum pieces, yeah.
So 100 gold?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, or 10 platinum.
Let me
excuse
add
me. Gold. Sorry.
Add 100 gold. Okay.
So, you wake up the next morning.
Well then, before I go to bed that night, I'm going to take a couple of my feathers that have fallen out and attempt to weave them into a friendship bracelet type thing that I want to, at some point, deliver to What's-Her-Face's house.
Okay, to his sister?
Yeah, well, I don't remember.
Roll me a dexterity check, we'll call it.
I'm pretty good at dexterity. 18.
Okay. You've produced two nice feather friendship bracelets.
How many days has it been since our fight? Just one?
This is now 2 days later. So what do you guys do?
Shop.
I don't have enough money to shop.
Well,
I mean, have we written the note yet that we're going to send to...
You have not. You guys are no longer hungover.
Mm. Let's have a rousing discussion about morality over breakfast.
Yeah? It's the best time to have it. So, dear
council, Phaedra might be stealing and setting up a gang war.
Because she thinks her mother was killed by the thingamajig people.
Has been...
We need Punchy here. She's the wordsmith.
That's true. Sorry about your people.
Yep.
They're probably all gonna die.
Or do we start with the agreement with the drow?
The spider.
I mean, we can basically say the spider... affiliated drow have stated that they are only receiving half of their order. Phaedra is the one who delivers it. She is claiming to deliver the full amount. This warrants further investigation. And that way we're not accusing anyone. We're just saying...
Just the facts, ma'am.
You know, there's some discrepancy you might want to look into.
Deliverer of their orders... and has reason to...
She may have a grudge against them.
Yeah, and have a grudge against them due to the suspicious circumstances around her mother's... So, the agreement with the spider affiliated drow, or no, the spider,
you can probably just call them the spider gang.
Okay. The spider gang,
or that dog,
are only receiving half their order, should we say, and or threatening retaliation?
Mm-hmm. Or return. I mean, they're just basically saying they're going to come home. They aren't necessarily saying, we're going to burn your shit to the ground.
He could be wanting to come back and open a coffee shop.
Doubtful.
Are only receiving half their order and are threatening their return if not...
if they do not receive the complete... six whiskey barrels, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Their full orders going forward. Phaedra is the sole deliverer of their orders and may have a grudge against them due to the suspicious circumstances around her mother's death.
Mm-hmm.
Please look into this.
Mm-hmm. Or not. It's up to you. You know,
for
do what you want.
For the sake of your city...
We recommend looking
anonymous. Anonymous. Right?
Yeah. Mm. Anonymous expert investigators.
The greatest detective agency in the world.
Clearly.
AEI for short.
I'm not very smart, but I think they'll know it's us.
P.S. Buy our merchandise whenever it's available.
And merch available at finer retail establishments.
PCS, this is definitely not glam.
But you should buy their merchandise anyway.
PPPS, but they're super cool.
Scheduled to receive their
we're full
next
of shit.
Delivery into. So I put, we recommend looking into this case. The spider gang are scheduled to receive their next delivery in 2 weeks. Please look into this for the sake of your city.
Mm.
anonymous expert investigators.
Yeah.
Can you read the entire thing now, start to finish?
Dear Council, the Spider Gang are only receiving half their order and are threatening to return if they do not receive their full orders going forward. Phaedra is the sole deliverer of their orders and may have a grudge against them due to the suspicious circumstances around her mother's death. We recommend looking into this ASAP, since the Spider Gang are scheduled to receive their next delivery in 2 weeks. Please look into this for the sake of your city.
I would like to say the Spider Gang claim they're only receiving because we've not verified.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. We don't want to be taking sides at this point.
Okay. Any other changes?
Well, I mean, we could add a postscript saying maybe if you pay Lam really well, they'll look into it. But if you a neutral third party.
If you're looking for further investigation, Glam has volunteered.
No. Glam has an excellent reputation for solving mysteries. Just recommend us. Don't say we're going to do it.
I don't think that's true.
And
one, is Stumbleduck's stuff about herself ever true? Come on, that's part of the character.
I'm a bard. What I do is speak truth beautifully.
You're a bard. Your job is to bullshit.
Yeah.
And truthfully.
If you're looking for further investigation, Glam has an excellent reputation and will kick ass when needed.
Yeah.
For a prize.
I hear the rates are reasonable.
What's up?
For a prize.
For a reasonable rate. Guys, we're making this ridiculously obvious and I love it.
Yep.
It's delightful.
It's good. When they come back to us, we can pretend that we don't know anything about it.
Oh, there was an anonymous note sent, and it recommended us? Well, I guess that's something. Yeah, I mean, we have to...
I mean, we have very reasonable rates.
It really speaks to our reputation.
Yeah.
We are expert investigators.
And we only charge $600 an hour.
Yeah, so from the top. Dear Council, the Spider Gang claim they are only receiving half their order and are threatening their return if they do not receive their full orders going forward. Phaedra is the sole deliverer of their orders and may have a grudge against them due to the suspicious circumstances around her mother's death. We recommend looking into this ASAP, since the Spider Gang are scheduled to receive the next delivery in 2 weeks. Please look into this for the sake of your city. Anonymous Expert Investigators, AEI. P.S. If you're looking for further investigation, Glam has an excellent reputation and will kick ass when needed for a fair yet reasonable price.
All right, so you penned this masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with it?
Do they have like a comment box at the council hall?
You
carrier
know.
Pigeon?
Carrier pigeon.
Ooh, is there like something that's not a pigeon, like some cool animal that we could like tie it to?
Do flying squirrels deliver messages?
Does anybody have the spell Flying Familiar?
I'll take it.
I have animal.
Give it to the furball.
Just walk.
The most well, the second.
Yeah, can't
most
we just
famous.
Walk to City Hall and
yeah.
ask to meet with somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. I
thought we wanted to be anonymous.
Shh.
We're not very good at being.
We're
anonymous.
Not. Just be like, oh, someone gave us this
yeah.
letter. Bye.
I think that fits into, like, our whole story that we're, like, we're trying to be anonymous, but we're really awful at it.
Yeah.
I'm still in favor of the comment box.
But we don't know that it's going to get there in a reasonable amount of time.
What if it's, like, 4 weeks? They only check the comment box once a year.
Well, we did our part.
Yep.
Although, I also...
Can
again.
We tie it to the dog?
True.
Yes!
Sure.
Give it to the dog and send him to the council.
Nah. I'll tell Ian to follow whatever.
I have things that I want to ask questions about, but I can't, again, figure out how to convey it to you guys, so I don't
can
know
Panic
what I can
learn
do
sign language?
I think that you
can
should ask your questions.
Does she have hands?
Yeah, I've got talons.
Okay.
I think you should be able to ask your questions.
Okay,
One else find it suspicious that if the spider gang is only asking for their full order, which is essentially supposed to be 3 more barrels of whiskey and a couple more bags of veggies, that Phaedra is saying it's going to bankrupt the city?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. 100%.
That's why we're writing the anonymous note.
But do we have any evidence that that is what they're asking for, other than Spider Person's word for it?
Phaedra, maybe we haven't told anything when we were down there, so we don't know.
Well, does Phaedra give us any indication of how she had received these communications from the spider people before? Like, how were they threatening? Were they doing it verbally?
No,
were
we
they
completely
doing it?
Failed to ask any questions. We just went with it.
They probably used a rival courier service that's not as good as us.
You're right.
Do we go back and investigate before we've been asked to investigate?
No, just we're not getting paid. Let's send the note and let's go get lunch. Because obviously that took us all morning to figure out and write and decide.
It's true.
Phaedra all right. Obviously
while y'all are delivering this note, I am going to go to Phaedra's house again. And does it appear to be busy? Like,
no,
are there people around?
No, particularly.
All right, I'm going to sneak in the back again, attempt to sneak back into the bedroom, and drop off my present.
All right, no one there.
So, alright. That's creepy.
Although the diary, you notice, is no longer where it was.
Find it.
Alright. Ian comes back an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little something tied to his collar.
Cool. I pick it up and I try to read it.
It is a magical duplicate of the note you submitted, but it's stamped with the received and date and time.
Okay, that's good. Somebody read it. I tell people that, okay, you know, our message was
received. Does that mean somebody read it, or it was received by magical means?
Well, my other question is, who receives the mail? Was it Phaedra?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an investigate check?
No, because only the dog went.
You pour it out. The only thing that's different about it is a stamp that literally just has the date.
I'm going to cast Speak with Animals.
And like a little official seal that says received by.
And ask the dog what happened. Right. I cast Speak with Animals.
Hey.
What happened?
Well, I brought the letter, like Telly asked me to.
Yeah.
To the place he told me to take it.
Yeah.
I went inside, put my paw up on the counter. Gnome wizard looking fella looked down, took a note from around my neck, asked me to wait a moment, so I did, because I'm a good boy.
Good boy. Mm-hmm. Very good boy.
And then, maybe, 10 minutes later, he, something else back in my collar. So I brought it back to tell, because I thought he might want to see it.
Excellent work. The dog fucked up everything.
Hey,
I'm just kidding, just kidding.
I would also, because apparently I'm just going off on my own and doing all sorts of adventures. After I've dropped off my note, I want to go back to the ladder that goes down and see if I can find any evidence of maybe like some barrels that got dropped or broken or a hidey hole along the route where maybe there was some shit hid.
Alright, we'll meet an investigate check.
Meh. 14.
Alright, you poke around. You don't really find anything that's outside of the ordinary. You find like a little spot where it looks like people will go off the canoodle.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
We've saved the village.
We did our part.
Yeah.
We don't even live here.
Yeah.
We've gone above and beyond. We've hopefully averted a gang war. More importantly, we didn't get caught in the gang war. And we got paid for it.
And we ate. We're good.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Can I have a piggyback ride?
Depends on where we're going.
All right, so you talk to your roadies, Mora and Warwick, and they got your cart ready to go to take you inland to Yemaim.
Are we going to have to go down and near the spider cave?
Yeah, you'll kind of go by it on your way out of town.
We could just, you know, be like, hey, what's up? Just get some more info. Just for fun, just for us.
We can follow up, just tell them that we passed on their message and then also alerted the council that there might be shenanigans.
And actually roll something this time.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, we might have to kill them all, but that's a small price to pay.
I would appreciate the chance to actually roll something, because I forgot how to play the game, apparently.
It's too late, y'all. It's too late. We just don't get to go play in the spider lair that I'm sure Chris spent a good amount of time designing
and now we've
and figuring
wasted the
out.
Entirety of the time we have to play.
We wrote a note.
We wrote.
By I committee. Made a friend.
It looked at good ale.
We got paid.
We looked at good.
We got good ale.
Yeah. So you roll on down the path that leads south away from Arachna into the Verdanus Rainforest. After a few hours, you pause the carts and head just a short ways off the path, like a half mile or so, to the cave with the inset eyes and the fang opening. What do you do?
Hello!
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was getting at.
One of the drow guards from before says, do you come back with an answer?
Not really.
No.
We just want to let you know we delivered your thing. We aren't being paid to shepherd more words across distances. We did alert the council that there might be some shenanigans going on, but this is us going above and beyond our service. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Aranea really appreciates it. Hopefully next time we'll get our full shipment.
I'm gonna roll to see if he's being above board about the shipment.
Someone
stuff.
Assist her.
Roll the natural one.
I'm gonna give you.
I already have inspiration.
Oh, okay. So use it.
Should I though?
Yes.
Roll
yes,
here.
You should roll.
Or someone else should.
Yeah, someone
else
I should.
I can roll as well. I'm curious. To
who's
see
actually
if
good
can...
at this?
What is it? Wisdom.
Insight.
Insight.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, I don't have.
Plus,
I'm never
you. Mine.
Where is my insight?
I rolled 2 4s. Fuck a die.
I have.
I
not
know,
today.
I know. I said it.
Plus 7 on insight, so I'm going to.
Yeah, Mr.
I have plus 6, but I rolled 2 4s,
okay.
So.
17 plus 7, 24.
Nice.
Fine.
Margaret's like, yep, I believe him.
Anybody else roll?
I got like a 9, so.
Yeah,
just
I didn't
like,
get anything worth
yeah,
anything.
That sounds good.
I'm just eating in the cart.
Yeah, I'm over there dropping.
So, yeah, I'm looking if he's telling the truth.
He doesn't seem to be telling you everything.
Hmm.
You get the idea he's holding some things back from you.
Okay. I tell that to the rest of the group. This guy is not telling everything. Maybe they're doing something funny.
And the guy heads back into the cave.
They are in a spider cult and live in a cave. Of course not going to tell us everything.
Can you look at Arachna's ass again? Can you call her?
Can we ask for some snacks for our trip? Tips are appreciated. We did deliver a confirmation message. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
We can follow them like a bellhop at a pushy
so
hotel. Be like,
so you guys are still standing outside the cave?
Uh-huh. I know I am.
I guess Akra is going to kind of step into the cave and be like, oh, hey.
As soon as you like cross the threshold... him and one of his buddies like kind of pop back out and they say, yeah, you know, in front of you, and they're like, hey, you delivered your message now. It's best you get moving on.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But We've got kind of a little bit of a journey left, and wasn't sure if you had, like, maybe some snacks that we could have to bring along.
He says, we're in the middle of a food shortage. You think we have snacks to spare?
To sell?
Well, I mean, we...
Can I roll again on the food shortage?
No, you've made your roll.
Okay.
I mean, we've done you guys a solid. We're not asking for much. It'd be a show of good faith.
We have no food to give you. We're in the middle of a food shortage, as we've said.
Can we buy some food off of you?
No, food is more valuable than currency right now for us. Would you like a tip?
Yeah.
He reaches into his pouch and flips you a copper piece.
A copper piece?
Oh, Hawker's
gonna kill him. He says, "What? We live in a cave." We live off handouts given to us by a city that doesn't want us. You think we're rolling in the riches here?
We have food. You got anything to trade?
Not particularly. You want some spider silk?
Do we?
If this were a video game, it would be very handy because crafting materials.
What about persuasion? Can, like, I gain his trust? Could I be like, man, that does sound awful. I'm so sorry that, like, you keep running into this trouble. That really sucks that you're put in this situation. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how to get him to tell me more information.
Flash your tits.
What can I do for you?
What can't you do for me?
Oh.
He says, look, I'm flattered. But he says, we'll sell you spider silk. It's 300 gold pieces a yard.
They're literally rolling in this stuff.
Takes a lot of spider shit to make a yard of spider silk.
Yeah, it takes about a yard of spider stuff.
I guess basically the idea is, do we just want to jump in so we get to bash some shit right now, or do we want to go find other things to play with?
Oh, can I do kind of a... I get the
this
feeling
feels
you
like
don't
a
want
thread.
Me to.
No, I really want you to get out of here.
I think we missed our shot.
But why? Okay, guys, let's go.
Sounds good. 99 bottles of ale in the world. 99 bottles of ale. Take one.
What else to do?
98 bottles of ale.
We could just
run
in and
wall.
Poke around. What are they going to do?
You want to?
I mean, all they supposedly have is
there's only six
whiskey.
Of them. There's six of us.
And possibly a goddess.
Oh, I mean, how much do we want whiskey? I don't know.
I mean, but we don't really want to steal from them.
We don't have to steal from them.
If, in fact, they are, like, actually being shorted and are an oppressed people.
Yes, why are we contemplating running into refugee territory and knocking them out?
I don't think they're refugees. They're criminals. There's a difference.
It's more like a street fraternity.
Y'all. I don't know. Robbie and I are on the wagon just snacking.
This food is so good.
I think I'm ready to go. I've done all of my charms and I've been rejected and I don't like that, so I'm going to go.
All of your charms? Really?
All of
them?
My charms. For those on the podcast, I just made a motion that I jiggled my boobs. My dragon boobs.
That's right.
Them dragon titties.
The scaly one.
I feel like we stirred the pot as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm also really
their
enjoying
fate is their own.
The vision of Rotvane and Margaret on the wagon, like, snacking on trail mix and beef jerky.
While the guy watches in hunger.
Well, especially when we ask them for snacks. And you guys are back there. You literally snacked on neck in, what? In front of these people that claim to be starving. Way to go, guys.
Chop another one up to the good guys.
I am going to run inside the cave mouth, find a shiny rock, yell, "This is mine!" And run back in.
Panic! Sure, rob them. Okay.
I'm cracking a shiny rock.
You don't know what role shiny rocks play in their culture.
They play the role of "this is mine now."
I think we'll start playing music in the back of the cart. I'll just start playing with my drums.
In the evening. I need to look up the rest of the lyrics. I wrote them myself and I forgot them.
They start to give chase panic. And then a voice calls down from above. She says, let her go.
She's just right. A weirdo.
That's right.
And they stop. And they stand there at the entrance of the cave, watching you guys sing and snack. And jiggle your titties.
Hold up my rock and say, "It's nice, yes?
Clink, clink, the booze is gonna flow."
Get back in the cart. Let's go. And as we start rolling away, I just want to yell back at them, "Be good people." And that's all.
Sorry, Chris.
For what? This is delightful.
I hope you didn't spend too much time on Aranea and her uncle Paraphia.
You forget, I can always reuse things I didn't use later with a fresh new skin. There is nothing.
He might come back.
As you look at your rock in the cart, it is hematite. It is like an opaque, gray-black gemstone. It's worth 10 gold pieces.
Wow, that's quite a rock.
It's nice, yes?
Yes.
And it's magnetic.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hematite, yeah.
Where did we get this one again?
He just ran into the cave.
This is mine.
My
now.
Idea was, what is if they freaked alignment? Out, no, I had a plan. Like, if they freaked out that I was entering the cave, then they were hiding something that they really didn't want us to see. Mm-hmm. So if they just let me go, then the stakes weren't that high and it wasn't really worthwhile. Also, I like shiny shit. I'm a bit of a magpie and there was a shiny fucking rock.
A literal magpie.
Your great-great-grandmother.
My grandma, yeah, magpie. Almost died.
But no, I had a plan. I had a plan with my sneaky rock theft.
You had a man of planic now.
Exactly.
Feels good doing the right thing.
You paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you guys start heading through the rainforest south. Singing your songs and assuring yourself that everything is going to be okay at Arachna.
We're so good.
We are. And
we are the best people, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we really went above and beyond.
Totally.
By letting the council know that we suspected foul play. I really wish those good people in the cave the best of luck.
Did you know rich people keep bags of poop? And I assume barrels of urine.
Wait, why do you suspect they were barrels of urine?
They were
tonight
bags of poop.
We drink.
No, I will not be drinking urine.
Wait, you found barrels of liquid?
And bags of poop.
Do you think the barrels shed. Could have been whiskey?
Why would you keep them next to bags of poop?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It's a new aging technique. Poop-infused whiskey.
As I play with my rock, I am going to, in Rotvane's voice, because this is apparently a quote I wrote last time, go, "Don't polish me!"
Oh, it was probably from The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, The Rock?
No?
He didn't say that.
I offered to polish The Rock.
I don't remember the context, but I did probably say that.
It's written down for you.
Alright, well, you guys head into the rainforest and onto your next gig, Next time you'll be at Yemaine, the submerged city, and it's there where the little circular wipe closes, and we'll end our session for today.
Circular what?
Yeah, just that
like
little
in a movie.
Yeah, movies where the little circle closes in on your wagon.
Closes in, holds for a little bit as we're walking away, and then goes, ooh.
On the super meaningful purple rock. It's not purple, is it?
No.
It's black.
Hindsight, it should have been a purple rock. All right, well, good session, everybody.
Don't patronize us.
I had a great time. I hope you did as well.
I did have a lovely time.
I wish we could have seen her in your ass again.
It's in the mind's eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
not the same.
Caitlin, did you have
you need Merrifield to dictate?
Well, Ravine,
vision?
as you guys are taking your cart, a spectral vision appears of a spider silk blouse and leather armor pants.
That's nice. That is nice.
You can bounce a silver piece off.
Yeah.
Nice.
And let's out a howl.
I'm so proud of us.
Yes.
We are social warriors.
Yeah. DNSJWD.
It's really funny how much time we spent discussing the morality and then did nothing about anything.
How very real world Facebook of us.
Well,
too real,
I felt a little
too
bit
fucking
like
real.
You bring in
yeah, we posted
Star Trek,
some memes,
it's kind of
basically.
Prime directive,
right?
Not mm-hmm. to interfere.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where I was coming from.
I'm honestly like,
we're
mercs,
not mystery
solvers. Six barrels of whiskey, like, what's going to happen?
Some
They're
going
to come back and tag people over these barrels of whiskey. If this is what they're upset about, they're going to do it either way. And there's just no real point. Except that I want to go explore these spider caves because they sound cool.
Mm. I look at it this way. We gave everyone an opportunity to attack us. And
that's
they
true.
Didn't, so.
Yeah.
They're fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah. They don't
I made a friend. We have a weird relationship that we don't understand.
And
then she probably got kidnapped because she wasn't there when you went back.
Yeah.
She was just out living her life, y'all.
We sure hope so.
Or she ran away to follow us like a groupie.
Does anyone have any idea what those ear decorations are that, like, hang over your ear and then they dangle from the back?
I don't.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I've heard a name.
Yeah, I've been trying to Google because I saw a woman wearing one.
I would call it
ear dangles. Ear... But
dangly ear cuff?
Yeah. Ear cuff is definitely the thing that hangs off your ear.
Ear cuff sounds like something Johnny Depp would wear.
On his penis.
Yep. His dirty, dirty penis.
I'm surprised none of you were looking into why she paid 600 gold pieces for what was essentially one gold piece worth of supplies every month.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe two gold
pieces. Wait, what?
Why she was having us do it and paid 600 gold to us to just take a message down there, especially since she's apparently on good enough terms that she can just go down there every month without it being a problem.
Well, she goes to the bottom of the ladder. She doesn't go to the cave.
Oh, okay.
Well, I also wonder if the hematite had something to do with it, that she might be stealing the hematite and selling it.
You'll never know.
But that's my guess.
Yes.
Because, I mean, hematite is worth something, you told us. And so if they've got hematite, but they don't realize it, obviously. Because it's not like they ran after Panic because she took it.
We offered to trade.
Well, and they kept being like, we don't have any money.
We're having a food show
there.
Well,
gold rock
what I
just
don't
sitting
understand
near the front of the cave.
Is they kept being like, we've got no use for money. We can give you money. We just don't have food. I'm like, money pays for food.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works.
Not when you're not allowed in the only town for days and days and days of travel.
Yeah, but can't you pay somebody? Like, I mean,